You've reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we're going to have a post-election, a bowl of soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its Best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
People out here hungry, barely staying afloat. Makes you think about survival. What is survival? The idea that there's something to survive is a scary concept, especially here, the land of the free, in America. Makes you ask, what is America? White folks, black folks, Koreans, Latinos. Are we Americans? Are we the corporation? What are we working towards? What are we working for, if so? What are the benefits? Are they going to take care of me? Will I be able to feed my family? We can define hope, the fear that something may or may not happen. We got to work together, it seems, and that sounds great. Without an understanding of what that means, it just leaves us looking at what it is and defining. It just leaves us, period. Land of the free and the home of the slave. Surviving.
The Negro is to be free. He must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation.
Check.
me and my son, you can't get into formation without information. This country's in peril, too many niggas hating. We think being famous is the same as reparations. We think smoking weed is the same as meditation, or others are using it as a form of medication. Incarceration is the new black vacation. I'm trying to practice this hope with a whole lot of patience. I want to feel American pride with lots of cadence. We the only people on the planet taught to hate our culture, while others exploit, eat off of it like vultures. Stress from the inside like ulcers. Racist government stretched from DC to Tulsa. Ain't you tired of the bull and the lies? Ain't you tired of the murders and the cries? Meanwhile, chemtrailing in the sky, but y'all don't wanna hear that on your music or your rhymes. How you gon' matter if you think that you better? And cause you got some money that your water's more wetter. Ha, 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 jokes on you while you an actor. You got less influence on your kids than the average rapper. Got the nerve to walk around with your chest poked out while your daughter's getting turned out and son's getting smoked out. Man, let's get these votes out so we can get these racist folks out.
A Bowl of Soul. I had to open with that song, America, because we are right now, even though President-elect Donald Trump won the United States 2016 election with 290 electoral votes to Hillary Clinton's 228 votes, and the Republicans won 51 seats in the Senate, and the Democrats won 48 seats. And in the House, the Republicans dominate the House with 239 congressional seats to the Democrats winning 192 congressional seats. And what I want to say to you is that this is a new day. A lot of people were out there crying about Donald Trump being president. And honestly, this is when we got to put the boots on the ground, for real. Okay, enough with the crying, because it's here. And also, we have to look at what happened with the Democratic Party, because, you know, we could get mad and get mad at the fact that Donald Trump is president. Now, remember, Donald Trump was running as the outsider, not a Republican, because he's really not a Republican. But let's look at the Democratic Party. What did the Democratic Party do to themselves to get themselves pretty much out the picture? Okay? Now, Hillary did run a strong campaign, but in my personal opinion, she still did not speak simply to the issues that Americans are going through. Like I said, no matter what you say about Donald Trump, he spoke very simply. You may not like how he spoke simply, but he spoke simply. And I felt that the Democratic Party basically took a lot of groups for granted. I feel that they disrespected Bernie Sanders and what he brought to the table with young people. And in effect, you can't blame the voters. And then looking at what was going on in the Democratic National Committee about what they're doing wasn't too kosher either. So on this A Bowl of Soul, we're going to celebrate moving forward, okay? But at the same time, you understand what I'm saying? The thing, this is it. It's here. Donald Trump is here. He is president, like Eric B. is president. So, what you just heard, America, from Raheem Devon and Wes Felton, they're called the Crossroads, speaking to the issues of what's plaguing America, black America, all of America. And we still need to continue to speak to those issues, so we can't keep crying. However, I'm going to play for you Which Way Is Up. Because when Donald Trump won, a lot of people had that look on their face like, which way is up? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Next weekend.
from Stargard. Talking about which way is up. I had to get off of that merry-go-round because I found I was going nowhere round. And that is what happened when the results came in from the election. People just was going around in circles. So now it's time to stop going in circles. Because I'm going to tell you, I looked on TV and I saw the people that were at Jacob Javits Center waiting for the results of the election. And when they found out the results, they turned to stone. And this is a bowl of soul. If you take your love from me, August of 1966, the Four Tops singing I'll Turn to Stone, and that's exactly what people turned to when they saw the results at Jacob Javits Center when Donald Trump won. They turned to stone. You know, one thing that was highlighted in this election was how women overall were treated. And the fact that, you know, Donald Trump made a reference some time back to, you know, grabbing a woman's vaginal area, her vagina, you know, and some of the remarks that he makes that diminishes women, telling a woman that she's too fat, you know what I'm saying, especially Alicia Machado, who was Miss Universe, and you know, some of the degradation. And you know, this election also was about women's rights as well, not only a woman being front and center as president, but the overall treatment of women. And I felt there was a backlash against women also in this election. But you know what? Y'all could keep that mess going if you want to. But like Eddie Holland says, women are going to be leaving here. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
That's right, catching planes. That's right, catching trains and flying planes. You know, if you listen to the lyrics, you know, all you fellas better change your ways. They're leaving this town in a matter of days. Girls are good, you better treat them true. Seen fellas running around with someone new. Say, I'm getting sick and tired. Getting tired, sick and tired, sick and tired. They're leaving here, leaving here. And that's from Eddie Holland, you know, of Holland, Doja Holland fame, talking about the women are leaving here. And you know what was interesting? People have been talking about that if Donald Trump became president, they would leave the country. And that's possible. You could leave the country. In fact, people that were trying to access the Canadian website for immigration, the site went down because of the number of people that tried to access the website. But you know what? Like Curtis Mayfield said, this is my country, okay? And right now, we don't need Americans leaving the country. We need Americans putting the boots on the ground and getting ready for the war, because this is a war. Because when he became president, it, in effect, has become, quite frankly, a civil war. And it's going to be a civil war through legislation, civil war through protests, civil war through anything that is going to be juxtaposed to what Americans should have and should not have. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play for you Nowhere to Run, because there is no way to run. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Giving you some sweet soul from 1965, released on February 10th, 1965. Nowhere to Run, which was produced by Holland Dozier Holland and is one of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas' signature songs. And you know, this song talks about a woman trapped in a bad relationship with a man that she cannot help but love. And somehow we're going to be trapped in a bad relationship with a president. But I think the operative word is to love, because if we don't love, then we're not going to be no better than these people running around out here hating other people. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Talking out. what you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all hell to say.
Hey boy, better bring a check around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Taught her how to talk like that.
That big idea.
Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn a maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess.
Hey son, better get on back to town.
Face the sad old truth, the dirty law down.
I wonder.
Put those ideas in your head.
I
have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at.
You're gonna come back around
to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
Giving you some R&B from Boz Scaggs, talking about the Dirty Low Down from 1976. And you know, this song went on to become Boz Scaggs' first hit. And actually, this song was discovered when, you know, back in the 70s, DJs had sway over what records would become a hit. And you know, there was a DJ in Cleveland, R&B DJ, who began playing Low Down straight off the album, off Silk Degrees. This came off the Silk Degrees album, and immediately it caught fire, and it began receiving pop top 40 airplay. And it's amazing how a song can start out in the R&B chart, gain some teeth, and then jump to the pop chart. But it did. And the next thing you know, the single was certified gold by the Record Industry Association of America for 1 million copies, and it won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Song. Oh, which is interesting, of 1976. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And like I said, during this election, you get hurt. But you know what? You can't hurt me no more. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
No, no, no! No, no, no! You can't hurt me no more. Hurt me no more. No matter what you might say. You can't hurt me no more. Hurt me no more. After all the pain you've sent my way. 'Cause I've got another who loves me. And he's just the opposite of you. Hear me now. You can't hurt me no more. 'Cause it doesn't matter now what you do. Get a hold of yourself. Crying ain't gonna help you none. Ashamed that we did this way. And this is all that I can say. Hear me now. You can't hurt me no more.
Hurt me no
give up.
Giving you some Chicago soul. Song was written by Mr. Curtis Mayfield, called You Can't Hurt Me No More, from the girl group called The Opals, who released the single on OK Records. And they were on OK Records from 1963 to 1965, and they were part of the Chicago soul scene. Back in that time, you had a lot of artists that came out of Chicago, and a lot of artists were produced by the legendary, the late great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. Coming up next, a Holland Dozier Holland produced single for Miss Freda Payne on the Invictus record label, talking about We Gotta Find a Way Back to Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
We've got to find a way how to live.
On the Invictus record label, Miss Freda Payne talking about we've got to find a way back to love. And you know what's important for a lot of Americans overall, I don't care who's in office, you need money to pay for health care, you need money to pay for housing, you need money to pay for education, you need money to pay your bills, you need money, money, money. And you know what, at the end of the day, money, that's all Americans want. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
that's what I want.
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 Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
I'm
That's right. That's what I want. From Mr. Barrett Strong, talking about money, that's what I want. You know, this song was recorded in 1959, and it was a big, 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 big hit on the Tamla label. August 1959, this was recorded. And, you know, this song became a million seller. And, you know, people have recorded, the Beatles recorded Money. They had the Flying Lizards recorded Money. Everybody has recorded Money, but this song has been a million seller many times over on the Tamla label, Mr. Barrett Strong. And you know what? One thing people notice about Donald Trump, he was a smarty pants. He had an answer for everything, a comment for everything. He would make a face, a frown, use his fingers, you know, but he was a smarty pants. And, you know, for a person like him, you know, you would look at him and you would think he was a big spoiled brat. But here on the Bowl of Soul, we're going to play for you, Smarty Pants, from The First Choice.
You're listening to A Bowl.
giving you some Philadelphia soul from 1973, Smarty Pants by Philadelphia's First Choice. You know, the lyrics are serious. You know, the song says, by the way, my name is Smarty Pants. I could win a man with just one glance, and not too many men had escaped. Do my man wrong, make him believe that he's to blame. Wow. Maybe Donald Trump is a smarty pants. You know, that's that, you know, I'm going to leave that open right there. You know, celebrating classic R&B and independent soul, you've come to the right place. A bowl of soul, a mixture of soul music. Make sure you go to the archives on the www.prn.fm website, Progressive Radio Network website. Blow up the archives. You can check out A Bowl of Soul. You can go way back to when I started on this network. And also, you can catch A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn, libsyn.com. You can also check out A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. And you, if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you with this song from the Marvelettes. It's a classic. The hunter gets captured by the game. And that's basically what happened to the Democratic Party. They got captured by the game. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Everyday things change, and the world puts on a new face. Some old lies.
giving you some sweet soul from December 27th, 1966, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. What I just want to leave you with is that this is the time. The time is now. Put your boots on the ground. Get out there. Join these organizations. Regardless, NAACP, you name it, LGBT organizations, youth organizations, Green Party, whatever organization that you need to get involved with, it is the time is now. It is not the time to leave or walk away. This is serious. And I urge you to do this. And even I'm taking my own advice. This is it. We're here and we're done. No more crying. No more turning to stone. No more figuring out which way is up. And think about it. There is nowhere to run. So I'm going to leave you with that here. Make sure you love one another. Treat people as you wish to be treated. And make sure that you take responsibility. You be held accountable for what you do. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.